And today's daf is daf ches, as we begin the second parak of Maseches Me'ilah. The mishnah, the parak begins, Chatas ha'of mo'alim ba mishe hukdash. So we already learned before that the kachi kachim, there's kedusha, there's a me'ilah, the moment it was kadosh, and when it comes to kachi kalim, so there is no me'ilah until it got to the point of zrika. So when it comes to chatas ha'of, the din is, the moment you're hukdasha, and the moment you give it kedusha to it, so then there's already an iser me'ilah. And nimlika, if a person does the melika, which is synonymous to the shechita, parallel to shechita of an animal, so the din is huchshira li pasal b'tivul yom. So now after melika has taken place, so this animal is considered now roi to be pasal. If one who's tivul yom, and tivul yom, the definition is a person who's tameh, and he goes to the mikvah, so there's a halacha, you have to wait until Harav Shemesh, until the sun sets, for him to be completely tahor. So while he's waiting between the mikvah, after the mikvah, until Shkia, so then he's a din of tivul yom. So if a tivul yom were to touch this animal, he would be metameit. So that's only after malika. Again, nimlika, huchshara, the animal's now huchshar, it's prepared, lipasa b'tivul yom. Uv mechusar kipurim, a person who's tamei and one of the mitzora or zava or yoledes, so they as well, if they were to touch it, they'd also be metamei the animal, the chatas of after the malika. So again, it's huchshir lipasa b'tivul yom uv mechusar kipurim ubelina. If you were to leave this animal, this chatas of overnight, so then it would also be pasul mishim lina. And this all takes effect after the shas malika. Let's say huza dama. Let's say you took the blood of the chatas of and you sprinkled it on the mizbeach. This is now shas zrika. So the din is chayav malav mishub pigal. If one were to have the improper thoughts of shalob mekom shalob zmanam, so it'd be subject to a pigal as well after the zman of zrika. So this means if a person, let's say a kohen were to do malika on the oaf with the machshava of pigal, and then he were to go ahead and do zrika, and then someone were to eat this animal, so after zrika, one would be chayv kares if it was done the chutz lizmano. And also, it's subject to nosar, so if a person were to eat the part of the chatas of, if it was left out overnight after the zrika took effect, it'd also be subject to the isser of eating nosar, and tame as well, one who is tame and eats this chatas of after shas zrika, would also be subject to the isser chiv kares of eating kachim betuma. However, ve'ein ba me'ila, after the zrika, after hazadama, there is no isser me'ila anymore, because just like we have by kachim kachim of a behema, after the zrika, there's no longer an isser me'ila. Here as well by chatas of, after the zrika or after the huzadama, there's no longer an isser me'ila. So these are three different stages. Again, just to recap the mishnah, there's shas hekdesh, there's shas malika, and there's shas zrika, and each one indicates different halachas that are impacted by that particular time. Okay.
When we learn chatas of the animal, you didn't mention the mishnah malim amishe kedusha, right? So it should also.
Did mention which one?
The first step. Meaning when you do a chatas of an animal, not an oaf, it should also be, shouldn't the Mishnah mention the same thing? Or it didn't?
I don't remember mentioning it. Certainly the din is true. I don't
true,
know if it mentioned it. It could be.
Why would you think that?
I don't know. If you look back at the first Mishnah, but it certainly is true. I don't know why it was mentioned. I don't remember.
I
could be. I don't know. So then the Gemara says, the Gemara begins as follows. It says that Katani, that huchshar lipasal b'tivul yom u'mechusar kipurim u'belina lipasal in aval tzmuyelo. So the Gemara is medayik from this mission here. So once the chatas of experiences a malika, it's nimlika, so it's huchshar to become pasal tivul yom and mechusar kipurim and lina. Now the Gemara is medayik the psul, it's only pasul, but it's not going to be metame. So what's the difference between pasul and tame? So if you take a look at Rashi, that first Rashi on the Gemara here, aval tmuye lo, says Rashi, shetehe tumea umetame acher malo. Pasul means the animal is disqualified. But pasul doesn't say this animal cannot go ahead and metame something else. Tuma, when something's tame, it's not only tame, but it's also metame something else. Pasul means it's disqualified, but it's not going to affect anything after that fact. So the Gemara is medayik that it comes to this case, huchshur, it only passes, the tivul yom only passes the chatas of, but the tivul yom doesn't metame the chatas of to go ahead and metame something else. So that's the dik. So Gemara now wants to know, if that's the case, masnisin money. Who is the author of the Mishnah that says a tivul yom only passes, but a tivul yom does not metame? So Gemara says it must be Rabbanan. The Sani, the Brisa, teach us that Gemara is going to bring three different opinions now. First opinion is Abba Shol. So Abba Shol Omer, tivul yom is tchila. So that word is tchila. Now, if you just read the Rashi in the previous page for a second, tchila kodesh. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, tchila kodesh? So Rashi says in the last Rashi in Ches Amud Aleph, Desanya Abishal Omer Tivel Yom Tchila Lekodesh, which means Tavi Rishon Umashre Lekodesh Sheni. So the Tivel Yom is viewed as a Rishon Latuma, not an Av. There's Avatuma, the Avatuma. There's a Rishon. There's a Rishon. There's a Sheni. If you look at the end of the last parak of Maseches Chagiga, it talks about all the different levels. So again, the Tivel Yom is considered a Rishon. He now is Mashvil Kodesh Sheni. He touches the Kodshim. He makes the Kodesh into a Sheni level of Tuma. And then Rashi says, the Osa Sheni, Osa Shlishi, Urevi BeKodesh, Upolis is a Tuma. So this is again pretty much taking from the Mishnah in Chagiga that the second level, when it comes to Chulin, so after Sheni, nothing else could become Tame. When it comes to Kodshim, when it comes to the world of Tuma, we allow for it to even go Sheni, Shlishi, and Revi. So since we're talking about Kodshim here, so if the Tivel Yom is Rishon, the Tivel Yom makes the Kodesh Sheni, the Sheni makes something else, a Shlishi, and it makes even a Revi, but Kodesh Tamei, and Chuma, it's possible. So we see that Tivel Yom is really Tamei, not just possible, according to Shita's Abba Shol. So clearly Abba Shol cannot be the author of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says Tivel Yom simply is possibling, but it doesn't metame something. Then the Braisa continues now in Amud Beis. The Braisa quotes the position of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mitame as a Kodesh, Upolis as a Chuma. So while Rabbi Meir says that the Tivel Yom only is able to passel Chuma, he does say it's Mitame Kodesh. Look at Rashi, the top line of Rashi, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mitame as a Kodesh, Dehu Sheni. He argues in Abba Shal, while Abba Shal thinks that Tivel Yom is considered a Rishon Latuma, Rabbi Meir thinks Tivel Yom is considered a Sheni Latuma. But even though he's only a Sheni Latuma is able to mashri the Kodesh Lashishi. It could still be Metame Kachim for Shlishi, and that Shlishi Kachim could make something else Tame Revi, and then it stops over there. But both Rabbi Meir and Abba Shal both agree that Tivel Yom is Metame something, does not simply posel it. And then the Gemara finally brings a third position, who is the author. They are the author of our Mishnah. Chachamim Omrim, Kishem Shuposel, Mashke Chuma, Va'ochle Chuma, just like a Tivel Yom only disqualified. It's not Metame. It only disqualifies the drinks of Chuma or food of Chuma. So too, Kahu, Posel, Mashke Kodesh, Va'ochle Kodesh. It only is able to pass the Kachim, but it's not Metame Kachim. So it's clear from this Braisa that our Mishnah was written by Chachamim and not Abba Shaul, nor the Chachamim, nor Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, really, is that true? Amar Rava. Rava comes along and says, no. Really, our Mishnah could have been authored by any three of them. Because Abba Shaul, we're going to see each of them actually hold that on a Deraisa level, the Tivel Yom at best is able to passel something. They're all talking about Dirabanan levels. Was there an Isser Dirabanan? Did they create a Tuma Dirabanan on top of Tivel Yom? But Deraisa, and our Mishnah is talking about Deraisa. Deraisa, everybody agrees that a Tivel Yom could only passel something. And this whole Braisa is only talking about on a Dirabanan level. So Rava explains as follows. Amar Rava. Rava says, no. La Abba Shaul, when he says that a Tivel Yom is considered a Rishon Latuma, that's Mala Asu Bekachim V'Shavinu Rabbanon, the Tivel Yom Karishon. That was a Din de Rabbanon that the Chachamim created with respect to Kachim. But Be'etzem, really, Tivel Yom only passes. So he could author the Mishnah. And the Rebbe Meir, Kochasheni, Rebbe Meir agrees to the concept that it's a Mala Asu Bekachim, but he just holds that they made the Tivel Yom only into a Sheni Latuma, but still it's Tuma Medirban. And the Rabbanan said, no, the Kaven de Tavol Kalash Tuma, since he went to the mikvah, this guy, Kalash Tuma, the Tuma had weakened, and Pasul Mishrei, Tamil Mishrei, they never made a Tuma here at all, and therefore it was only remained only ability to Pasul Kachim, and therefore everybody agrees, though, on the Derais level, which is what the Mishnah is talking about, Tivel Yom is not Metame anything. So Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Who's Adama Chayav Malav Hulum? So we said, once you do the Zrika, or the Hazah of the Of, Chathas Of from the Mizbeach, so now that's like Kachim, where you've done the Zrika and you finished the Mitzvah, so there's no Isser Me'ila anymore. So the Gemara says, Me'ila Hudaleka, so now we are saying that there's no Me'ila in this case, but Aval Isser Ika. So this we had in the earlier parak, that when it says ein me'ila means ein me'ila, there's no carbon in Asham, but still there's an Isser in doing so. So the Gemara asks a question, me'ila hu deleka, about Isur Ika, there is an Isur at that point. I mean, if you've done the Hazah properly, and now there's an Isur to get Hana, but V'amai, Hamamone the Kohanimu. The Kohanim are supposed to be eating the Chatazof. After you've done the Hazah, it's permitted. So how could the Mishnah give the impression that there's an Isur involved here? The Gemara says, and this is what we had said on, I think it was yesterday's after 2 days ago, that Amar Rabbi Chanina Liyote. Now, our Mishnah is not talking about a regular case of just Chatas Oof and a Malika and Hazah. Our Mishnah is talking about a complicated case where the Basar was Yotze. So what happened was, the Chatas Oof Basar was Yotze, left the Beis HaMikdash, and then they brought it back in. So now, what's the halacha? Does the Zrika affect the Psul Yotze? So the author of the Mishnah is really Rabbi Kivahi, Damar Zrika, Mo'elis Liyotze, Dela Basachilehi. Rabbi Kiva said that Zrika does affect Yotze. Granted, no one's going to eat the Yotze because it's a Psul Yotze, but will it remove the Psul Yotze from an Issa Me'ila, or will it still retain the Issa Me'ila? And that Rabbi Kiva says that the Zrika is Mo'elis, even on that which is Yotze. There's no Me'ila anymore, but there still is an Issa because you can't eat it because it's Psul Yotze. And Rabbi Kiva is the one who authored this part of the Mishnah. Okay, so then the Gemara says, so when it comes to Chatas Oof, we have parallels of the Dalar Vodos to that of a Behema. So just like we have Malikas like Shchita, and there's the Hazah is like the Zrika, there's also what's called Mitzvah. Mitzvah is when you, after you've done the Hazah, you've sprinkled the blood of the Oof, you then smear the blood, the Mitzvah, onto the Mizbech, onto the Yisod of the Mizbech, which is in essence the Shirayim. Just like a Behema, we have the leftover blood caught, which is called Shirayim. You take the Shirayim and you pour it onto the Yisod of the Mizbech, the little ledge that sticks out in the bottom of the Mizbech. It grabs onto the south western corner all the way up to the north eastern corner. That's the Yisod. So you do the Mitzvah, you rub, you smear the blood of the Oof onto the Yisod. So that's the parallel of Shirayim in the world of Oof. So on that concept, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Mitzvah Chatas Oof Einam Akif. So it says that the Shirayim of the Chatas Oof, which is in other words saying the Mitzvah, the smearing, the squeezing of the left of the blood of the Oof, it's not Ma'akev. I mean, if a person only did the Hazah of the Dam and never did the Shirayim, he's fulfilled his obligation of bringing the Chatas Oof. And at that point already, there's no Isser Me'ila anymore. It's taking the next stage of the Karban. The Tani Rav, however, says, he teaches a proof to support this. He says that Huza Dama, that since the Mishnah says that once you've done Huza Dama, once you've sprinkled the blood of the Oof, that already takes it to the next stage. There's no Isser Me'ila. That clearly indicates you don't need the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah, the Shirayim, is unnecessary. It's not Ma'akev to remove it from the state of Me'ila. It says Huzadama, but it doesn't say Nimsadama. So Rav Ada Bar Ava comes along, and Rav, he quotes Rav differently, and he says, no, Mitzvah Chatas Oof is Makif. Now, in order to remove the Chatas Oof from the Isma'ila, you have to not only do Hazah, but you must also do the Mitzvah as well. Betana Rav, therefore, he had a different gears in the Mishnah, at least according to Rav Ada Bar Ava's understanding of Shitas Rav. It actually taught in the Mishnah Mitzadama. That the Mishnah really should read that first when you do the Kedusha, Ahokdusha, when you give the Kedusha of the Chatas Oof, there's an Issa Me'ila, and then there's a Nimlaka, which is the next stage of the Mishnah, the Tuchshali Pasal B'Tivol Yom, and then the Mishnah should finally say, Nimsa Dama, then Chayav Malav Mishim Pigo Nosa V'Tame V'Ein Ba Me'ila. So he has a different Girsa, that's not the Huza Dama, rather it's the Mita Dama, it's the squeezing of the leftover blood, the smearing of the Shiraim, which completes the act. So he holds that Mitzvah Chatas Oof is actually Ma'akev, the Karbon Chatas Oof. So Gemara now brings a raya for this last position that Mitzvah Dama is Ma'akev. So Tashma, Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, it says, V'anishar Badam Yimotzei El Yisod HaMizbech Chatasi. So after you've done the sprinkling, the Pasuk right before this had said, V'iza Midama Chatas Al Kir Mizbech. You sprinkle the blood on the Mizbech. And then it says in the Pasuk, V'anishar Badam Yimotzei, the left of the blood Yimotzei, you smear El Yisod HaMizbech Chatasi. So what's the Pasuk teaching us? So Bishra, this makes sense. The Rav Ada Bar Ava, who holds that Mitzvah is Ma'akev, that's why it says, V'anishar Badam Yimotzei, Chatasi. It calls a Chatas. That word Chatasi is qualifying the very last phrase, namely Hanishar Badam Yimotzei, that's part of the Chatas. That's a Chelik of the Chatas, and it's Ma'akev the Chatas. So this is a Raya that Mitzvah Dama is Ma'akev. Elal Rav Huna, my V'anishar. How is he going to interpret it? How could Hanisha, how could this be qualified by Chatasi? It's not Ma'akiv according to him. So what's Chatasi coming to describe if it's not the Mitzvah Adam, which is what the last thing mentioned in the Pasuk was? So Gemara says, Kidatana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael explained that She'im Nishar, if it was left over, so then you rub it. If there's some blood left over, then you do mitzoy yisod hamizbech. So what do you do with the word of chatasi? My chatasi. Chatasi is going back on the resha. It's going back on the hazah part of the carbon, but it's not qualifying the nishar b'dam yatzo. Now this is hard to say this because clearly chatasi is right after it mentions mitzoy dama, but in a chanami he has to interpret it that chatasi is going back to the beginning of the pasuk of the hazah and not on the mitzoy.
According to the ones who say that you need both, it's like they consider mitzvah as part of hazah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not like throwing it to the yisod, because throwing it to the yisod in the behemah is not part of the art for.
Correct. It's somehow a continuation. I'm not sure how you view it.
It's a continuation. Otherwise, it wouldn't make it.
There is a fascinating discussion. The Reb Leib Malin in Zvachim, Chizush Reb Melam, Reb Leib Malin talks about shirayim by regular behema. That we assume that shirayim is not ma'akev, but he has a whole lamdus. It's been a while. They talk about shirayim is really, even though it's not ma'akev, it's still considered it's a gemar of the hazah. So if you assume that mitzvah is ma'akev, it's certainly going to be considered a gemar of the hazah. But he's a fascinating hakir there. Take a look there if you want. Okay, so then the gemara says Amar le Rav Acha. So he asks the following question. We have shirayim, you know, there's a behema, we have shirayim of an oaf, we also have shirayim, you know, of menachos, of the flower offering. So he says, Amar le Rav Acha, b'rei de Rav le Rav Ashi, el me'atev, this is the case that you're going to say that according to Rav Huna, when it says, v'anishar b'dam yimatzei, it's only a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. So gavei mincha, dichsiv, it says, v'anoseres, the pasuk reads, "Vanoseres mina mincha," that which was left over from the mincha, the shirayim, it's called as well. It's kodesh kodashim meishe Hashem, says the pasuk. Hachanami shim nitosa. We should say, if it's left over, right? Nishar means if left over, but not that's ma'akev. But it's hard to say this because we know there's a din that it's possible. If you're missing the shirayim, it actually is possible. It is ma'akev. So is it every single time when the word noseres or nishar is used, it means if there happens to be leftover, but not that there has to be a leftover? V'chitei mehachinami. If you're going to say, yeah, just like by the chatas of, nisharis means if there is leftover, you do something with it, but it's not ma'akev. So too noseres. By mincha is only if you happen to have leftover, but you don't have to have it. So if you want to say yes, that's true. V'hatane, doesn't the Braisa clearly tell us that misalta umishamna al kol avanasa, that when the kohen does a kmitza with a full melo kumso, he takes it from the solus. And the Gemara is medayik from the pasuk that prat shechisa salta v'chisa shamna v'chasa levonasa, that has this only works, this whole process is only effective if everything is present. But if you're missing any part of the shirayim, if you're missing some of the flour, if you're missing some of the oil, you're missing some of the levona, so then this will be possible. So we see by the mincha that the shirayim, if you're missing the shirayim, it is miyakiv. You need the shirayim, it's necessary to be there. So now there are two different dinim. How come noseres by mincha is miyakiv, but nisheres by chatas of is not miyakiv? And so the Gemara answers, Amri, Hasam Ksiva, Vanoseres, Kroyeser Ksiva. It says the word Noseres twice by the Mincha. It says once, Vanoseres mina Mincha l'Aron u'Levanov, and it says, Vanoseres mimenu yochl Aron u'Levanov. So since it says it twice, that emphasizes that it's Ma'akev, as opposed to Nishar Dama by, rather Mitzoy Dama, when it comes to the Dam Chatas Of, it only says it once, and therefore, but in that case, it's not Ma'akev. So let's make it to the Mishnah now. So Gemara now says, Mesiv asks the Gemara, Avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, asks the following question, the Rav Huna. So it says, the Mishnah Masech HaZvachim, Naf Samech Dalad Amr Beis, Echad Chatas Of, V'Echad Olas Of, She Melokan U'mitzoy Daman Chutzim Komam. So let's say whether it's a Chatas Of, or whether it's a Olas Of of the Of, and you did a Malika properly, and or you did not properly, rather you did Malika or Mitzvah Daman Chutzim Komam with the in mind of the Machshavas Pigol of eating it outside the place where it's supposed to go. That's possible. That disqualifies the carbon. But Vainbo Karis, we know that there's no Karis on Psul Chutzim Komam, it's only in Chutz Lizmanim. It's still an Isser of a Pigol, but there's no Karis. So that's it happens, the guy does a Chutzim Komam during Malika or during Mitzvah Dam. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, let's say you had in mind chutz zmanon during any of these stages of the avodos. It's pigol And also, chayav malav karis. That's the Mishnah. So Gemara now learns from this Mishnah, it says, katani mias mitzoy daman, that the mitzoy dam is one of the examples given, meaning if a person does mitzoy daman with psumach shava, it creates an iser pigel. So that can only make sense that mitzoy daman is a necessary stage of the avoda. So it must be that mitzoy daman is ma'akev, the karbon, and that's why it could create a psul machshava's pigel. So the Gemara says, no, hu mosiv la, hu mefarik la. Not only did Abu Dishmul ask the question, but he also answered the question. He says, let's start in katani. You have to read it separated and read two different tracks here. The Enoch Hanami, when it comes to is chatas of and is olas of. So when it comes to chatas of, so the din is that the Malika, oh sorry, when it says Malika in the Mishnah, it says either Malika or Mitzvah Adam. So Malika, if you have Shas, if you have Machshav of Chutzim Komam, or Machshav of Chutzim Komam during Malika, that's going to be equally disqualifying Bein Chatas Of, Bein Olas Of. But when it says in the Mishnah Mitzvah Daman, that Mitzvah Daman is not going on Chatas Of, it's going on in Olas Of only. Because since we know Olas Of, the whole thing, the whole idea is to put the Olas Of, the entire thing on the Mizbeach, so the Mitzvah Dam is considered a Chelek of the Hazah for an Olas Of. When it comes to a chatas of, however, the mitzvah dam does not have any effect. The mitzvah dam is not ma'akev when it comes to the chatas of. And that's a very important fundamental distinction between a chatas of and an olas of.
So what's the spara? Why mitzvah would be different in chatas and than in olas?
Because I believe that...
Chatas, they eat it, and then what? And then...
Since the chatas of, it's eaten by the kohen.
You don't need.
Exactly. After the za already, after the zrika, that's when the heter to the kohanim exists already. But since the olas of, there's no heter to the kohanim. Everything's on the mizbech. It's considered as all a chelik of it. I wonder if Rashi explains this a little bit further.
It doesn't have a za. Olas of doesn't have a za.
Let's take a look at Rashi. See Rashi. Look at Rashi over here. Down halat stadin katani. Rashi says dishemalak and mashma atervayu achatas of olas of. When you do malika, it's going on both of them equally. They have machsheves pigol. It's disqualified. Umitzah damai lo kai ella al olas of. Ah, the less be hazah. There's no hazah by olas of. Mitzah is the hazah of olas of. Ella mitzah v'achatas of diika hazah me'achash lo pigol v'hazah. Since you didn't have pigol ding hazah, lo matzi mefagil b'mitzah the mitzah ain't me'achah. That's the difference. So mitzah of olas of is the equivalent of a hazah of achatas of. Let's finish the mission. Now the Gemara now quotes Gufa. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. We have the brayis in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. The she'im nishar b'dam, that if there's dam left over, so then you sprinkle it, but not that you have to do mitzvah dam. Mitzvah dam is only if there is mitzvah dam for the chatas of. But then we have another statement in his name. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel hasam shiraim makven. He holds that the shiraim are ma'akev. So what does he hold? Does he hold that shiraim of chatas of are ma'akev or they're not ma'akev? So Amar Rapapa says mitzvah chatas of ikibenai. That is the difference, that's the nafkamina. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Amra Papa. Papa says, Hasam over there, Techuliyama, Shiraim Dalma, Lamakvin in general, by regular behemoth, Shiraim are Nam Akiv. Vahacha bishirai chatas, of tehainu mitzah ika benayu. Rabbi Shmuel saver ma'akev, Rabbi Kiva saver ena ma'akev, Vakasha de Rabbi Shmuel adi Rabbi Shmuel. So in Echanami, they agree by Shiraim in general. This whole discussion must be talking about chatas of, and we have two different recordings of what Rabbi Shmuel held. Did he hold that the mitzah dam is ma'akev by the chatas of, or did he not? And the Gemara answers, which the Gemara often answers whenever there's a steer by Rabbi Shmuel. There are many steers between Tanya and Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara answers, must be Trey Tanai, Valiba de Rabbi Shmuel. There are two understandings of what Rabbi Shmuel had said. Either they're misunderstandings, or he had retracted, or there's some other more sophisticated way to answer how he said both of them. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue tomorrow. Again, welcome back.